Crowds in this predominantly Shiite area wear black because on this holiday, they are mourning, not celebrating. Hussein ibn Ali, the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad, died more than 1,300 years ago, but the sorrow here is visible. Rizgobeed says mourners weep not just for Hussein ibn Ali, but for the injustice that continues today from what he calls takfiris, a term that refers to militant groups like the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda that target other Muslims who don't share their specific beliefs.
The takfiris were unjust to the Shiites at the time, and today you see the similar things happening. There are takfiris and infidels who are killing the way that Hussein and his people were killed. We are not afraid today at all.
Hezbollah, a Lebanese Shiite political party and powerful militia, hosts the Ashura March in Beirut, and security is tight, with thousands of men guarding the streets and organizing marchers. Mohammed al-Mukhtar owns a sandwich and juice shop just off the main road where people march.
Terrorists and takfiris have been threatening everyone, so the security measures went up. But this is something that makes us stronger, to go out into the street and refuse oppression, refuse killing, refuse terrorism. Hezbollah's security measures this year were tougher, and they do this to keep us safe.
On Monday, Islamic State militants claimed responsibility for an attack in Karbala, Iraq, that killed 23 people as hundreds of thousands of pilgrims were in the city, the place where Hussein ibn Ali was slain. In Karbala, as in Lebanon, Ashura mourners beat themselves with knives and chains to show grief and suffer. But there was little blood in Beirut at the event's climax when Hezbollah Secretary General Hassan Nasrallah began to speak. In his fiery speech, Nasrallah declared victory over the Islamic State, which has taken over vast regions in Syria and Iraq, but has failed, he said, to control all of Syria. People in Lebanon are deeply divided in their opinion of both Nasrallah and Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad, but even rival groups say they are nearly all united against the Islamic State. Heather Murdoch for VOA News, Beirut.